The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Thank you so much for that, Joe Kelly. And, we're talking about, let me see here. What are we talking about? We're talking about insightful. Now, was that like inciting a riot? No, nothing like what happened in the Tennessee legislature. They got rid of two of their Democratic representatives of the three that the state legislature out there in Nashville felt were responsible for the riot, the little insurrection. See, these people are so brainwashed by their own system, they don't know the difference between a riot, a protest, and an insurrection. Protesters stormed the Capitol and were standing in there screaming and yelling and pushing and whatnot and shoving. And, you know, to me, that's kind of like a protest-riot combination. I mean, look at the actual video and you see them, you know, state troopers in there, you know, hustling state legislators through the doors. And, you know, it's like you couldn't come in the back way. And so, you know, this is what happens in Nashville when you let people in and they start protesting about this, that, and the other. And so they decided, since three of the state reps were involved in the protests and they basically incited them. They decided that these guys should go. So they eliminated two Justins from their ranks, both Democrats, party line vote, of course. And there's a third one. They're considering a woman protester that was a legislator also. They're considering giving her the boot as well. She's also a Democrat. So you see, the Republicans, I think, are starting to have it up to here. I'm for those of you watching me on video, you see me waving on my neck. Up to there. They've had enough of it. They've had enough about you're disrupting our legitimate business forum. We have a state legislature. We were put here by the voters and we're trying to do our business. And you morons are inviting all these protesters to come in and make a mess of everything. And we're tired of it and we don't want it anymore. And so you're out of here. We're going to teach you a lesson. We're going to teach your party a lesson. We're going to teach protesters. This is what's going to happen if you take advantage of our forum, because we have business to conduct here and there's a peaceful way to do it. You could, if you want to speak, you can put in and follow the procedure. This is what I've always said about the system. The system has tools, and these people want to take that large square peg and try to shove it into a small round hole, which is the system, and it doesn't work. You got to use the system's own tools to fight them. I know it's frustrating. It's like you got to pick up that phone call if you're in Missouri or anywhere else and you're wanting to fight all that legislation. You want it on the books there in North Dakota, Arizona, and Idaho, Tennessee. Obviously, it failed there, which means that the lobbyists got to the state legislators in Nashville and they won't let them pass similar legislation that allows for messenger RNA, mRNA, to be put on labeling so that people going to the grocery store can look at the label and say, oh, I don't want to buy this. This has the vaccine in it. You see, they don't want to label it. So they want people to ingest this stuff and kill as many of the population as possible. It's all this underside agenda. It's the underbelly of the beast. And that's a problem. Problem for a lot of us. And a lot of people are going, oh, are you sure? Are you sure they're doing this? What else could it be? They've already announced. They're already in your face. Every time they want to do something, they're in your face about it. Hollywood comes out with it. Hollywoke. Yeah, they come out with it. And they're in your face about it. So just like we're in your face about the Power Mall, because that's what we use to survive. So anybody that's got any questions about how that operates, you can always call or text us at 877-817-9829. Use our live chat box on thepowermall.com or send us an email at support@thepowermall.com if you have questions about how we work. Now, at thepowermall.com, here's what we're doing now. We have what we call daily deals, which is even bigger savings. So we offer one product at a big, deep discount when you go to thepowermall.com and click on the daily deal tab. Now, if you also want to call the toll-free number, if you don't have internet and you want the daily deal or want to find out what it is, our, you know, Jay or Linda, they're going to be answering calls today, will tell you what the daily deal is if you ask, all right? But not unless you do, right? And if you want to order it, they can order it for you because you don't have internet. I get it. Some of you are off-grid. A lot of you only listen to us on shortwave, 7.490. We appreciate that. We're trying to keep it on. I don't want to be harping about it, but, you know, now we've got alternatives here for those of you who have the ability to run a small receiver, which doesn't use a lot of juice. These things only pull an amp or so. But Rick's satellite system is giving away not one, but two donated units. Some of our listeners out there were kind enough, God bless you, to purchase two of these $269 satellite dish systems, where if you don't connect them to the internet, and if you're living off grid, you're not doing that. You're not connecting it to the internet. And you can actually listen to it in radio or TV format, and you can watch channels, and as long as you're not plugged into the internet, the government will not know what you're listening to or watching. So you can find out all sorts of news you could not otherwise find out besides pointing right at Globalstar, which is the Galaxy 19 satellite. And you can listen to us on Channel 1 on Rick Satellite. That's ricksatelliteusa.com. Now, in order to win one of these systems, here's what you got to do. Got to write us a letter telling us why you deserve it. Oh, what a big, arduous task. I'm getting a headache just thinking about it. Really? That's not worth $269 to just send us a letter? You can send us an email if you have internet access to support@thepowerhour.com. And we will give it to Rick. And Rick is going to be the judge. He's going to decide of all the letters that we're getting in here. support@thepowerhour.com. You can send one there, or you can send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. That's the Power Hour radio show. And, of course, you know, then we will give that to Rick, and Rick will analyze what's going on. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about that today later in the show, because Rick will be on. We'll be talking about these systems and what you get just by signing up. We want to give it away. April 18th is the day. That's tax day when all the taxes are due. We're going to try to make your life less taxing and get you one of these systems. But we actually have to call to action. Besides calling all the Missouri legislators and telling them to support House Bill 1169 and forget about all these lobbyists, we want to know what you're poisoning our food with. Otherwise, you know, we're going to start boycotting and protesting peacefully, of course. What you're doing here, we're going to start doing the things that off-grid people do to separate themselves, which means you start to integrate healthy livestock. You only buy cows and pigs and chickens from people who don't inject their animals with all sorts of hormones and mRNA so that you have healthy animals to raise. And you take them to the local slaughterhouse you made a deal with so you can get a side of beef. And you can sell the other side of beef to pay for all the raising and slaughtering and whatnot, because you're not going to eat a whole beef in a year, not unless you like steak that much. But the thing is that a half a side of beef will last a couple, well into a year. And that's diversifying by having chicken and whatnot. And who knows, you might even be able to trade the butcher for healthy chicken. If he's got some chicken or some pork chops or something, you can trade him half a side of beef for that. You see how novel an idea this is? That's how you make the barter network work. You should take the whole cow in. They cut it into two sides. You take one half, you barter the other half. Now, you can get a lot of chicken and a lot of pork for that half a side of beef. Trust me. This is the power of the barter network, folks. This is what we're going to end up doing if, A, they shut down our grid, and you're going to have to be real careful about how and where you barter. You can't do it on your own property. You're going to have to go somewhere else to a neutral ground to do your bartering, because you don't want to let out. You don't want to bring out everything and go, look, this is all the stuff I got, because then you make yourself a target. Because somebody shows up with a gun, next thing you know, boom, and then they take all your stuff. So you got to be careful with how you do this. But see, the little tips that we put out here for you people in survival mode, because a lot of you living off grid already know what I'm talking about. And that's why you're listening to the show, because on occasion we get some tips and tricks that might be useful. And of course, we always appreciate your comments. We got a couple of recent ones here, reflective of our watching mainstream caca and being able to decipher what's really going on. From the Shift Show, Rodney and Wendy, big shout out to you yesterday. I understand you called the Power Mall and up in Missouri up there. And we appreciate you supporting us on a regular basis. You see how that works, folks? You know, I hear all this stuff in the back channel. Trust me. And then you send us emails and stuff like that, too. You know, a little support at the Power Hour. And we understand that. We appreciate you chiming in, because it's feedback is good. We like to know what's going on. So anyway, aside from that, we've got a 15% off allergy relief product spring sale going on. And that is quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinew Orega, Laterraflora probiotic, Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, and Optivita digestive enzymes. We've also got Willard Catalyst altered water 10% off. And of course, we're going to have John Willard on the show in the bottom of next hour. 10% off Global Healing Center products. And of course, if you want to become a Power Mall affiliate, you go to thepowermall.com, click on the affiliates tab and get the link. And then you can get 10% commission from all orders that you manage to conjure up with all your friends who order from the Power Mall. So we've gotten through most of the stuff here. The partners tab, of course, you know about that. The partners tab, when you go there, you can actually buy gold and silver from the Genesis Gold Group. They're one of our partners. We get a spiff, a referral fee for sending you to them through our partners tab. That keeps us on the air. Plus, you get gold and silver. Now, I know a lot of people, I've talked to a lot of people across the country about buying gold and silver and what they're buying more of. And more people are buying junk silver because it's easier on the barter market to trade with junk silver. And you got to know your junk silver. You got to know what a standing liberty, a walking liberty, what the value of it is. You got to remember, if it's melted down silver, people might put lead in it as well to make it look like it. And all you can do is just drop that silver coin on the table. If it makes that very familiar silver clinking sound, then it's silver. And that's why, just, you know, I don't like the bulk silver bullion, because it's too easy to melt down and, you know, it'd get tricked by people. So, you know, that's why I like sticking to the coins. That's my take on it. And the difference between that and man-made currency, well, you can see what China and the BRICS people and everybody else are doing, trying to devalue our dollar, because the less that that dollar is available as a medium of exchange on the open market, the less desirable it becomes. It's like the United States is being cut out of the loop. Yeah. So you see, all the sanctions that the Biden administration is putting out against Russia and China is coming back to roost here. Because not only are the sanctions hurting us, but then now they're starting to cut the dollar out, which makes the dollar less valuable on the open market. And you want to collect dollars? Really? That's why people are buying gold and silver. Some of the other partners on our website, like EMP Shield, how many of them do you have on your generator and various other things? I've got them on mine. I have one on the battery in my generator and one on the transfer switch. And I've got EMP shields on both my power panels, 200 amp service panels. So I've got multiple layers of ways to prevent EMP from destroying everything in my house. in the event of a strike or solar flare, coronal mass ejection. Lion Energy, by the way, has solar panels and solar systems for your entire house, and you can protect those with EMP shields. We actually have shields for the inverter, for the batteries, and for the solar panels themselves in the event of a catastrophe. Now, if China takes down the grid through hacking us, then your Lion Energy solar system will continue to work without being affected by EMP because it's a deliberate cyber attack, which that's also a possibility. That has been Gordon Chang put that out there a while back, who's been studying what China's capabilities are. And again, we've had, you know, some folks on the show that are in the know in military grade, and they've said the same thing, that it would be a lot easier for China just to launch one EMP by hypersonic missile and detonate it over Kansas, and the whole grid is going down. And because they know that 9 out of 10 people are going to die within a year. Don't think they haven't read Peter Vincent Pryor's summations and the EMP Commission's summations about 9 out of 10 people disappearing in a year because they're going to be killed, because people are going to be scrambling to go after food and your water supplies and everything else. So if you do not have a reserve water supply and a way to defend it, you're in trouble, because you won't last a week. And they know this. China knows it. The U.S. government knows it. What are they doing to protect us? Not a damn thing are they doing it to protect us. No, it's all about them. They got their underground bunkers. They put Faraday cages up, and they're protecting themselves from EMP, and they got all this food and water for all their Congress people, thinking that when China and Russia or whoever it is comes in here to invade us with their 20 million man army, they're just going to come out of the bunker and wave, "Hi, how you doing? Hey, come on, let's all sing around the campfire and sing Kumbaya." And that's the last thing China's going to allow. China's going to take every single one of those bloody people out of the bunker and execute them. They don't need it. Once they got control of the country, they don't need our Congress. The Constitution and the Congress that it put together, they're going away. You see, that's how crazy this is. These people in Congress are so stupid and self-serving. They're all in it for what they can get now, not realizing that down the road they could all disappear. These people, it's sheer folly. All these libtards out there doing the same thing. Everybody that is pushing for socialism in America doesn't realize how close they are to death. Oh, my. You know, my wife and I were having a conversation this morning about all these people coming across the southern border and what's going to happen to them and how they're going to be integrated into the market. And then you got this conversation on the networks about, you know, artificial intelligence eliminating all these jobs. You know, they had Mike Rowe on Tucker last night, and he's talking all about the fact that, hey, you know, Bill Gates is the only one that's saying, hey, let it go forward. You know, he wants to eliminate all the population so Bill Gates can have all of his own little, you know, pedo sessions or whatever it is that he does that got him a divorce from Melinda. So, you know, if he's been to Epstein Island, we sure want to know, because, see, that's their ultimate intention. You know, if he wants to go down and join all the reptiles underground or whatever the case may be, I don't know what's going on through his head. But the situation is such that, you know, Bill Gates, nobody likes him. They used to think Microsoft was wonderful, not anymore. And Microsoft is laying off thousands of employees. So we've also got Optavita hemp products as well. For those of you suffering from pain that want to try a little CBD, we've got that as well, but you can only get it through the Partners tab. The Grow Network, Marjorie Wildcraft, is out there if you're having trouble getting a green thumb. Ah, my beefsteak tomatoes are coming up. Heirloom seeds, my beefsteak tomatoes, and I've only had them in the ground or in my little cups. I told you about the cups yesterday. They've only been in there a week, and now they're now sprouting. I got sprouts. They're about probably maybe a half inch tall. And my cucumbers are about an inch tall right now, the sprouts are. So, yeah. James McCanny water filters. I've got the sterilizer, the UVB bulb, and the water purifier hooked into my system. They're ahead of, as it comes out of the well, they're ahead of the water softener. So I got the sterilizer first, which is the UV bulb, and goes into the purifier, and then it goes into the water softener, then it comes into the house. My Pillow, Sauna Space, and Butterfly Essential Oils, also partners. And if you go there and you buy any of this stuff, so you get the benefit. One, you get to help support us. Two, you get the products. And like I said, Lion Energy, that's the next thing I'm looking at here, because of the fact it's a whole house system that literally when the grid goes down, you are still functioning. And that is the most important thing to think about here. And they also have financing, so you're not getting kicked in the teeth up front. So if you can figure out a way, this is what people are going to start doing. They're going to start looking at their reserves and going to say, okay, what don't we need in our house? What excess do we have here? What junk can we sell? Let's have a couple of garage sales. Let's buy gold and silver with that. Let's see how much stuff we can barter. Maybe we can, you know, barter for some stuff that we can later sell. I know a lot of people, they go to garage sales and they buy stuff and they put it on eBay and sell it on eBay. And they make a pretty good living doing it. A lot of single moms are doing it. They put them on Craigslist and they sell them that way. Lots of different ways of doing it. And it's what we call under accumulation. That's the term for it. And so if you can do that, you give yourself some opportunities to help offset certain monthly expenses where you can afford to pay for the Lion Energy system to be put on your house. That's how that works. Now, I will say it was not an inexpensive ordeal to have the Generac generator installed in my place. You know, these electricians, they get rather expensive here. They got to put in a transfer switch, and if you've got a well, they have to wire that ahead of the circuit so that the well works. Otherwise, you know, I had one electrician come in here and tell me he was just going to hook it to the back of the well house and run into the generator, and another electrician came and said, hey, the big problem I have with that is that if they run it here, they're going to bypass the well. And so how are you going to get water out of the ground? I'm like, oh, good point. So they actually had to run the transfer switch back out of the main panel, back to the well house and wire that in. And when they did that, they also put in electric connections in the well house. So I've got light in the well house now and a plug-in, which I didn't have. So if it gets too cold in the winter, I just plug in one of these little 125-watt heat lamps in the well house, because the well house is made out of SIPS panels as well. So that is insulating. It's like one big giant insulated box. And it's like almost 80 degrees in there with just a little 125-watt bulb. And I know because I tested it out when we had 14-degree weather. And just one little 125-watt lamp does it. So I will say this. We have under $100 electric bills here. And then when I get Lion Energy and the solar stuff in there, we're looking at net zero. In other words, what you basically have every month is a meter charge. Just so you know, we're talking practicality here this morning. Let's see what else is going on here. Russia is now saying the U.S. is playing with fire and engaged in a hot hybrid war with Russia. Having already graduated from the Cold War stage, a Russian government minister has claimed, incredibly, even going so far as to blame the U.S. for rising nuclear tensions. Well, is that a possibility? You got to think about that. Kremlin spokesman said the new Cold War is already over. Apparently looking past Russia's own role in invading Ukraine and accusing the U.S. of playing with fire. Wow, having a little fire, Scarecrow. Pushing the world towards nuclear war that he insists Russians wish to avoid. Ah, well, see, now that Russians don't want nuclear war, what about the Chinese? Do not say you have not been warned. China hurls threats at Kevin McCarthy for meeting Taiwan's president. Yeah, see, they're interfering. Yeah, he met with President Tsai and at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California this past week. Brief stop for Tsai on our way back to Taiwan from visits to allies in Central America. You know, they're out there schmoozing with Taiwan, and China doesn't like it because then, you know, Taiwan is going to ask for military support. Like the Philippines is seeking Indian military presence to counter China. It's really funny. They want to get in the BRICS thing. China's part of that, but then you got Indian military providing military equipment and whatnot to the Philippines because they think that China is got Philippines on the checklist of places to take over after they get Taiwan and Japan. Russia says China, meanwhile, has an impressive mediation potential for the Ukraine war. See, that's not what Zelensky and the warmongers in D.C. want. They don't want a settlement. Now, they don't want all that. What they want is to continue the Ukraine war. So there's no prospects for a peaceful settlement now, according to their Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov. Four dead bodies were found outside a popular beachside hotel in Cancun, Mexico, according to authorities. And that's, of course, now what's the death toll up to? 28 tourists now? I mean, to just keep adding to the toll because, see, people, you want to go to Mexico to vacation, understand what's going on there. It's like wanting to go to Canada to vacation. And, you know, we were just talking about that this morning, too. And my wife has been places in Canada I haven't been. I've been to Toronto and Windsor. I don't know. And I might have been up into Nova Scotia at one time, but that's about it. She's been to Alberta and British Columbia. And, you know, there's some pretty nice places out there. Nice to visit. In the meantime, if you go to Ontario, though, that's where Toronto is. Legislation has been introduced there that would seek to enact community safe zones that would prohibit protests within 100 meters of a drag show or any other 2SLGBTQI+ events with fines of up to $25,000. Yeah, the official opposition party in the Ontario Assembly, they want to put a private members bill out there that would empower the attorney general to temporarily designate specific areas as safe zones so they can have drag shows there. And if you get near one of them, they can arrest you and fine you up to $25,000. Wow. And see, here's the thing, you know, if you're going to create all sorts of hell for your people, like French President Emmanuel Macron sitting there raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. Well, guess what? Protesters just torched his favorite restaurant. La Rotonda. That's where he likes to go hang out. 300 rioters clashed with police outside the posh eatery. And yeah, while they were at it, yep, they tossed flares at security forces. And then eventually that led to branded red awnings in front of the La Rotonda catching fire. And firefighters, of course, got there and didn't allow the flames to spread further and extinguish the blaze. However, they set his restaurant on fire. I guess that's really sending a message when he can hit home like that, right? So the gun control protest in the Tennessee House has gotten rid of two of the Democratic representatives, Justin Jones and Justin Pearson. And Jones was expelled by a vote of 72 to 25, while 69 lawmakers backed the removal of his colleague, Justin Pearson. And, of course, fellow Democrat Gloria Johnson narrowly escaped the same fate as the resolution to oust her failed by one single vote. And don't think that they might not reconsider. Don't think they might not get to the necessary people to get her out again. You see, this is how politics works, folks. When you do something to piss off the legislature, this is what they do. This is what you get, what you get. An Amish dairy farmer, in the meantime, is challenging the constitutionality of FFLs. You know what those are? Federal firearms licenses? Because the ATF came after him and said, well, we confiscated 615 guns, and you're dealing in firearms without a license. And the farmer, Reuben King, told the ATF he didn't sell firearms as a business. He only occasionally sold personal long guns for which he had no further use. Now that it's in court. Yep. Amazing how that is. New York judge, by the way, has ruled the state's red flag gun law is unconstitutional. Well, that's where somebody can go and say you're a nutcase and they come get your guns. Yep. Well, yeah, judge there has ruled that's unconstitutional. So that ain't happening until somebody appeals it. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these words here from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Wellness and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And once again, we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Feel Good Friday, or is it TGIF? Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own F-bomb in there. Yeah, I heard y'all saying that out loud. Yep, that's not 60 minutes. Yeah, we never like to magpie 60 minutes, except I will say this. If you've ever seen the next housing shock, you can watch it on YouTube. That was Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes, and that actually was a legitimate broadcast because Lynn Zimoniak, an attorney from Florida, was on that talking about the robo-signing and the garbage going on in the land records. And I happened to have been with Lynn at the time at her son's house in Wellington, Florida, watching that rebroadcast of 60 Minutes with a whole slew of Homeowners Justice League people in the room with us. And you had to tell everybody to shush. They were so mad at what was being discussed on the interview, the rebroadcast of that interview they did with Lynn. So, you know, sometimes there are good things that come out of it, but, you know, it's sad that it has to come to that, exposing junk that's going on right now that our government absolutely wants to do nothing about. They don't want to investigate stuff like that. Why? Because the big banks donate to them. Now, we can't have the servicers and the big banks being attacked now, can we? God, we do a thing like that. You know, they might not support our candidacy anymore, and that would be bad. They might give all the money to our opponent, and then we would. You see how everybody is self-serving? That's how it works. All about the money. Show me the money. Yep. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio, here's more Schiff Show for you. He has subpoenaed a former Manhattan prosecutor who pushed for an indictment against former President Trump. The move came days after Trump pleaded not guilty to felony charges, of course. But there's a guy out there. Let's see. His name is Pomerantz. And, of course, Mark Pomerantz has been ordered to appear before the House Judicial Committee to provide testimony into Alvin Bragg, the DA, and what was going on there. Because Bragg doesn't want to show up. So they're going after his next of kin, so to speak. So apparently Mark Pomerantz was the special assistant district attorney leading the investigation into President Trump's finances, and Congress wants to get to the bottom of it. Well, as they say, as far as unearthing things, better be careful what you wish for. I had to do my Clint Eastwood this morning. Alan Dershowitz, meanwhile, issued a warning on the chances of a Trump acquittal in Manhattan. Dershowitz has looked at the potential for a liberal jury, and he said there's no way that Trump can get a fair trial in Manhattan. I don't care if Jesus, Muhammad, Abe Lincoln, George Washington, and Thurgood Marshall defended him in New York. He wouldn't win it. They would literally go get him. They would figure out a way to take him out. Trust me, this is what it's all about. And, of course, Newt Gingrich, on the other hand, is predicting a huge comeback to the White House for Trump because of this. He said, look, when you get Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush looking at this case going, the thing is garbage, Newt Gingrich is saying Trump's stronger today than he was a month ago. I mean, he's raised $10 million since the indictment. Tit for tat. We'll see what happens in the hearings. Like I said, it's all part of the shift show, folks. Nothing will happen as a result of this. Sure, they'll get information, but what are they going to do with it? The powers that be, our weaponized DOJ, they're blocking any effort to stop that from moving any further than Congress finding out what went on behind the scenes. Good luck with going after Bragg and the rest of them. This is something that has to be left to the courts, which means that everything else going on in Congress is a big waste of time. They're doing it because they want to pound their fist on the table and scream bloody murder and get all the Republicans going, oh, look at all the good that they're doing, honey, going after all these bad people. Look at, see, they're exposing all the lies. So what? Don't we already know that? Don't we have a brain? We can't think for ourselves. Do we have to be told by Congress? Look what we found. We haven't been able to figure that out on our own. Seriously? I mean, that's why we put the indictment out there. We put it on our email blast yesterday so you could read it. And you could decide for yourself, wait a minute, what they're saying about the fact, where's the second crime that this was supposed to be covering up? It's not there. It's got to be in the indictment in order for it to stick. You've got no case. What's in the indictment is based on the evidence the grand jury heard. So I've got to be convinced on this one that the grand jury is stupid. They got a bunch of lame-o, brain-dead people in there, pumped them full of garbage, told them that this is what Trump did, and you got to get Trump. You got to help me get Trump. Indict him. He's a ham sandwich, and I got to indict the guy. You know, so that's what they did. They're stupid people sitting on the grand jury. I'm going to call them out on it. Just like the four women in the Georgia grand jury investigating a phone call Trump made. And then she goes out and starts granting interviews. That is a felony, folks. Who's prosecuting? Nobody. It's all part of the shift show. It's there to get you riled up and upset and like, what good is it going to do? All you can do is call your congressperson and complain. And you know what that's going to do? In one ear, out the other, their administrative assistant will go, yeah, somebody called and complained today about the grand jury forewoman going out and doing interviews at MSDNC. And what's that going to do? Nothing. You know, see, working in your community is probably going to be the best way that you're going to make a difference. You have to identify those who agree with you and start forming alliances. That's what you have to do if you want to survive. And this is going kind of in the same mindset as I was talking in the last segment about what people are doing if they're going off grid. We have had people on this show that have talked about getting as far away from the government and interference in your life as possible. Interference by the government means moving yourself away from the grid, moving yourself away from public utilities, not having easements on your property. If finding property that doesn't have an electric easement, if you're going to go off grid totally, all of these things that keep people from trespassing on your land, being able to fence it, not to make it look like a compound. You want it to, you know, because see, this is the thing. In Waco, they have this little slimy little goat fence around the property. I mean, you got to look at what is going to be productive. If you're in an area that has deer, well, there's an excuse to put up 15-foot high fences to keep them from jumping it. I see a lot of that around here where I'm at. There's a lot of that in places where there are lots of deer. They put these big tall fences up to keep them from jumping in there and tearing up the place, which they will do. Deer will come in and eat all your vegetables and eat all the stuff that is unprotected, and they'll poop all over the place and then jump back over the fence again. So they put up real high fences. So you see, there are some things that actually make sense to do, and there's other people out there that are doing man traps and more nefarious things. So be careful about those. You know, I remember a long time ago, somebody put out the CIA Book of Dirty Tricks. And I guess that was a big item, like the anarchist cookbook that was floating around on the market for so long. And a lot of that stuff may be outdated by now, but yeah, it's there. It's floating around. We know it is. Can't show, you know, don't have proof of it, but we know that it is. Now we move into the area of what's happening in Nashville and the blowback from that. Well, the single-sex K-12 school sports is going to be made unaffordable under a draft regulation released Thursday by Biden's pro-transgender deputies. According to the DOE, it's going to allow schools to keep fair single-sex sports, but only if the schools collect funds to pay lawyers and expert witnesses every time they exclude an opposite-sex transgender youth from a single-sex team. So I guarantee you what will end up happening is they're going to launch on every single school district that says boys may not participate in girls' sports, and they're going to launch a complaint. Every single school is going to get hammered with these things deliberately set up by the left to mess with people. And see, this all goes to what is happening with in cancel culture. I mean, look at Travis Tritt. He's kicked Anheuser-Busch in the teeth and said, you know what, since you've got Dylan Mulvaney over there, you know, like Nike did, parading around in women's bras and leggings, you know, he's a transgender, and now he's on the can of Bud Light, and so Travis Tritt says, okay, enough. This is not what I signed up for. He's dumped Anheuser-Busch. You see, this is the pushback that needs to happen. A 19-year-old transgender person who allegedly planned to shoot up schools in and around Colorado Springs has been arrested. The transgender person, William Whitworth, was born male but now calls himself Lily. Pictures of Lily. Yeah, he got his picture out, right? He got a mugshot. Two counts of attempted murder. Well, we'll see how that happens. You know, and when it comes to this Dylan Mulvaney partnership with Nike and whatnot, Caitlyn Jenner has even come out. He's a male athlete turned she. Actually went through the whole sex change. And she is blasting Nike, selecting Dylan Mulvaney to sell women's sports bras and leggings despite being a man. Shows you who's woke and who's not. Well, I guess I'm not buying any more Nike products. And guess what else they want to do now? You know the reason I'm talking about going off grid? The Consumer Product Safety Commission has voted unanimously to advance a proposal that would enable portable generators to emit less carbon monoxide and shut down the devices automatically if the odorless, potentially toxic gas reaches a certain level. Because people are going and they're running their generators inside their homes during the blackout, and they're all dying of carbon monoxide poisoning. Stupid is as stupid does. I think they put warning labels on that like they do with the hair dryers. You know, they put labels on the hair dryers, do not use this in the bathtub. And the reason they did it is because people actually use them in the bathtub. There are people out there that literally don't belong in the gene pool anymore, but now they're coming after your gas generator, folks. It's just a matter of time before they take away every single ability for you to generate emergency power. So that's why you got to keep those things locked up, folks, because they're going to be a hot commodity on the black market. You know what I mean? Yeah. Dan in New Jersey, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. People accumulate 1964 and earlier U.S. coins, so-called junk silver, that are 90% silver. But as the price of silver is rising exponentially, will not some of the 1965, 6, 7, or whatever U.S. coins that contain 40% silver be equally significantly valuable and worth collecting? And if so, could you clarify which coins, dimes, nickels, quarters, and which years are 40% silver?
Well, no, the ones, Dan, the good question. The ones that are over, that are 40% silver, are the ones that were manufactured or minted after 1964. So 1965 and on. The thing is that when you move into the 40% silver market, from what I understand, this is what I've been told. Folks, if you've got a bone to pick on this, you're welcome to call and straighten my head out on this. But my understanding from talking to the silver dealers is that, and I buy from several, the people that I'm talking to are the ones that are telling me that they put more copper in these things, and that when you get into the 1965 and older coins, or newer coins, rather, as I should say, they're saying that, like, the Kennedy halves, the Franklin halves, stuff that has been minted that's no longer in circulation, those are the ones that are going to have exceptional value as compared to just dealing on the open market. I mean, I have a big change bucket with just regular change I get from the store, you know, because a lot of people will have to accept change if they don't want to accept dollar bills, because there is some intrinsic value in the coin. But when we're talking about quarters that were minted, and you look at you hold the quarter sideways and you see all the copper inside the quarter, you know, it's only 40% silver. I mean, it's worth something. But, you know, on the open market, they're probably going to tell you that it's only worth a quarter.
Dave, when silver reaches $100 an ounce, those 40% coins will, I think, be significant and worthy of barter. So specifically, 1965, to what years does it have no silver? It's like 68, zero silver, or what?
You know, I'm not sure about that. If you want to do some research and call the show and let us know, that's a good question.
I don't have home internet, so I can't do that. But maybe one of your silver partners or someone can talk more specifically, so I know which.
We have Genesis Gold Group as a partner. Let me give them a shout and see what they say as far as barter ability. I mean, these people are supposed to be in the know, and I understand what you're saying about spot price and how it would, when it goes up to $100 an ounce, how it would increase the value of even the 40%. That makes all the sense in the world economically. So, I get that. Let's see what we can do to come up with an answer for you. I appreciate that. Thanks for your call. John in Missouri, you're on the phone. Go.
Phone dropped me. I had to call back.
No, you're right here. Come on. What do you want?
This is the second call.
Who am I? Okay. Looks like we've lost him. All right. Is John even on the line? Nope, guess not. Hello. We're having fun this morning.
Hello.
Yeah, is this John?
Yes.
John, you're in Missouri, right? Do you get a lot of Dear John letters there?
Yes.
I'm sure you do. Have you called your legislators yet in the committees to try to get this House Bill 1169 put out there yet?
Call legislators. I haven't got a hold of committee.
Uh-oh. Well, I know we posted it on yesterday's email blast, but yeah, if you can get a hold of people in that Emerging Issues Committee, that would be a great thing, because they need to get an earful. So what's on your mind this morning?
I've got a question about defibrillators, pacemakers. I understand how they work, but a defibrillator works off of a satellite that beams, and I can't find any information on what all it controls by the satellite. Is there any way, how can I go about finding out information about what it actually controls?
Well,
got any suggestion?
I see where you're going with this. From the medical perspective, I'm looking at this as you've got the device implanted in you, and then if the device goes off, it sends a signal out to a satellite, which then goes to an agency that transfers the information to your doctor, which means that the government knows when your defibrillator has gone off, because they probably have some sort of control over it. I'm just thinking outside the box here. Your doctor could probably, if you have one of these things, could probably explain to you exactly how this device works, because they've been told by the manufacturer's rep. Now, that's the second place that I would call, is the manufacturer's rep of whoever made the pacemaker, and ask one of their PR people or technical advisors who are in the know as to how that works as far as the satellite. I remember way back when the defibrillator just did what it did, and you didn't have all this communication. Now they've made it so now the government can monitor when you're having an issue.
It has unusual feelings sometimes, and it feels like that there's something there that, other than just going off as it, say your heart, it when your heart quits, it feels weird sometimes.
And I'm
trying to find out if there's anything else it's doing.
Wow. Yeah, it's like trying to fix an arrhythmia. That's pretty scary, John. I think I would call the technical advisor of the company that actually made the pacemaker and have a conversation with them. It sounds more like that's something in their area. And explain to them what you're feeling, and they may even refer you back to your doctor and investigate that further. I certainly would do that.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Wow, that's pretty heavy-duty stuff going on this morning. No, we probably can get a hold of Genesis Gold Group, Dan, and find out what their take is on the barterability of this. And I mean, it makes pure economic sense what you said. Like I said, I'm in the know up to a point. And most of us that are trading on the open market, I talked to somebody yesterday that's got or texted back and forth. And I mentioned them on the show because they're a friend of mine that likes to, that made about 70 grand a week in day trading. And I'm trying to remember TradeMaster, I think, was the platform they were using. And they've gotten out of the markets completely, as I have. They just, you know, they don't trust the markets anymore. They're too volatile. And the comment that was made to me was that they are too manipulated by the rich. You got BlackRock and everybody else, basically, that's pulling the strings, that's controlling all of this stuff. That's pretty scary when you think that all your money's in jeopardy and you're playing the markets like that, for those of you in the know. Joe in Arkansas, welcome to the show, sir. How are things up in the natural state?
Well, they're cold this morning. I looked up the 40% silver coins. What I found was that the Kennedy half dollars from 1965 to 1970, and also 1976, had 40% silver. That's the Kennedy half dollars. And the Eisenhower dollars that were minted from 1971 to 1974, it looks like, and 1976. Also had 40% silver. And that's apparently the only 40% silver coins that they minted and put in circulation.
I had a feeling when I said something about the Kennedy halves and all of that, I had a feeling I was on the right track, but thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, okay.
I appreciate it. Look, I love it. See, you guys are great. God bless you, man. I appreciate that. See, Dan, they just jump right on it. This is good. This is good. So now you know what to collect. And I see we're all on the right track, because I do have some of those. And so those are the 40% silver. So now you know what to start collecting. Now, like I said, I have every time you go to the store, you go to the gas station, you spend money, you get change back. Well, I have a big container I throw all my loose change in. Now, can I use that down the road to buy more valuable stuff? I could. And there might be somebody out there that doesn't know any better that I want to pay cash with, and all I've got is this coin, and they might go, oh, that's U.S. minted coin. I'll take that. You see, so some people aren't that smart, and they'd be willing to take your loose change rather than your expensive silver. So, you know, I would have a supply of both the garbage and the good stuff. So, you know, because you're going to have people in the know in the barter network that are going to want this. While we have a little bit of time here, we got four leafy greens out there that basically shades of emerald and lime green are finally beginning to creep back into our winter brown landscapes. A welcome renewal of color can remind us spring's a great time to access the healing power of leafy greens, kale, arugula, watercress, and dandelion greens. Believe it or not, spring cleaning for the liver, they are. The FDA has revoked approval for the drug for pregnant women, Makena. It's the same agency that approved it in 2011. Now they say there's no evidence Makena actually reduces the risk of preterm birth, which is what it was designed for. So now that they've chose to withdraw the drug, you know, until they do, actually, it would still be available to patients and prescribers. So if you're relying on Big Pharma, I don't know what to tell you. HRV, heart rate variability, measures the variations in time between your heartbeats. That's a function controlled by your autonomic nervous system. It's analyzed by using an electrocardiogram or EKG, which can reveal that something's off with your autonomic nervous system. Lifestyle factors, including diet, exercise, sauna usage, and controlled breathing can benefit HRV, which is why we have the sauna partner we do on the Power Hour. And new research is also finding certain birth control pills are increasing the risk of breast cancer by up to 30%. Believe it or not, that's a CDC report out there if you want to believe it. Nearly two-thirds of all American girls and women currently use contraception. And, of course, the second most common method is the birth control pill. So now they got studies out that are saying, be careful. Jobless claims hit $228,000 in this past week. Total property taxes on the single-family homes went up 4% across the U.S. in 2022 to $340 billion. We are going to go to break now. We'll be back on the top of the hour with Rick Kaler. Stay with us.
Calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.